Sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Shooting Lights Out as our continued coverage of the Paris Olympics continue to roll on. We are through with group play for the men's and women's basketball game, and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Now we are ready for the knockout stage that begins tomorrow for the men and the women. We get started on Wednesday. The road to gold medal officially now gets serious. But I'm not alone. Joining me today, back from her vacation, the Queen of Hoops, Megan Price.
Hola. How are you?
Hope you had a good vacation.
I did. Really enjoyed my family this weekend.
Well deserved, because you are a hardworking woman. So, but why are you on vacation? I hope you was able to still catch up with everything that was going on in Paris.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's what right. Was. I don't know how people don't love the Olympics. It's hard not to love the Olympics. Yeah.
I saw some comments in one of the WNBA groups talking about they can't wait for the W to come back, which I get. I love the W, but I love watching the Olympics as well. So I like all different rules, all different types of basketball.
I'm with you. It's just something about the Olympics. You get to see stuff. So, you know, y'all normally know, those of you who are seeing this for the first time, I usually do a segment called Around the Hardwood, and I go around the world of basketball, give you news and notes. But since this being the Olympics, I decided to go around the Olympics so that everybody can know what's going on out in Paris. And to begin around the Olympics, Novak has done it all. He has completed the Golden Grand Slam, beating Carlos Alcaraz in the gold medal game down in Roland Garros in straight sets, both which went to tiebreakers. He has captured that elusive gold medal.
Right, yeah. And the emotion afterwards just showed so much. Hate him or love him, what a story. And to finally get that, just such a great performance.
Yeah, because Novak's not really an emotional guy.
No. Like, you could tell how much it meant to him.
He wanted that, and he got it. And he had to go through a man that got him just about 3 weeks ago over in England for Wimbledon.
Right.
So shout out to Novak, he has done it. Carlos Alcaraz gets the silver. No shame in that, but you can see the emotions on his face because he wanted that gold medal.
Yeah, for sure.
So Novak has done it. And he didn't say this is the end. He's trying to make it to LA.
Yeah, no, I think he definitely has another run, another Olympic run in him. I've heard several people saying that they think that this is it. I don't think so. I think he's got 3 to 4 seasons and at least one more Olympics in him.
So one of the GOATs of the game of tennis is not done. He wants more, which could be a scary thing for everybody in the men's.
I think he'll do less tournaments in a season. We'll probably see him slow down, but I don't think we'll see him retire in that period.
So that's one news. And then the Golden Weekend for the United States of America began because the world number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler, did it again.
Shooting
a final round of 62, going 9 under, and taking the gold medal in the Paris Olympics golf. What a round for the world number one.
It was something that I was talking about earlier today was about selection process, about how our athletes are picked. And golf came up talking about like the World Committee picks the United States team. Like, I don't know if they do it for anybody else, but they pick our team. And that seems very random to me that the World Committee picks the United States team.
Well, they had no choice. They had to put the world number one in there.
I mean, I'm not saying that Scotty's undeserving. What I don't know. I just thought the selection process was really weird.
I can hear you, but they did pick like the top three guys from the United States was in there. As in the assembly, who had the lead?
The top three guys that don't play for Liv.
I mean, you had Xander Shoffley, who was a two-time major champion, so who actually had the lead going into the final round.
He did.
And went back to doing what he normally did before he even won the majors. That's falling off the lead and not being able to regroup. But Scotty knows how he does. He plays the first three rounds, let everything happen. And then when it's time for that final round, he makes his move, which he did on Sunday. Right. Shout out to Scotty. That was one of many medals won by the United States over the weekend.
Right, yeah.
Ukraine, they can celebrate an individual gold medal in Paris.
Good.
Now, I'm not going to try to pronounce on that because I don't know how to.
Right. No, the same. They needed something. They needed something to feel, to have pride about within their country. I can't imagine what they've gone through these last 2 years. You know, obviously, we can't walk in their shoes, but something to feel good about. I'm happy for them.
She had to flee the country because of a certain war that is taking place.
Right. Yeah.
And then she gets to hear her national anthem on top of the podium. And high jump. So congratulations to her. And I did say it was a golden weekend for the United States. An event that we didn't think we would win. U.S. women's cycling, Kristen Faulkner took home the women's road race gold.
And I love that.
In a distance. No one was close to her.
There have been some of those. There have been some of those that were like, very close, just tenths of a second races. And then we've had some that were like lengths and seconds between. So one of those that, what an amazing win for her.
I don't know about y'all, but cycling was not on my bingo card for United
States. No, it wasn't.
If I'm being completely honest, I didn't think cycling was going to be on there. But hey,
I don't think many of us have watched much cycling since Lance isn't competing anymore.
So that was an unexpected gold medal for United States over the weekend.
Absolutely.
Happy to have that one. Now, Summer McIntosh for Canada has made her name in front of the whole world.
Absolutely. This is one that I really love her story too. Somebody that we will probably be talking about on Three Chicks whenever we get a moment, but four medals, like just a superstar.
Yeah. So 2028, I'm a little worried that she's going to come straight to LA and continue to be dominant.
Right.
And they say the pools in Paris are slow. I'm pretty sure the pools right. in LA is not slow, so that could be problematic.
Right, yeah.
Now, all the swimming things didn't go United States way because China did something that hasn't been done in a very long time in the men's 4x100. China got past the United States to take gold. And United States leaves with silver in the men's relay. Right.
On top of the China leads in the medal race as well, they're number one most gold medals. We are at number two. So this one is a little extra salty, but I definitely want to say that silver is not a loss. Yes, there are going to be moments when that feels like a loss, but being the second best in the world is not the first loser.
But United States decided, okay, we lost this one. We're going to go out with a bang. Because Katie Ledecky says, I still own the 800 freestyle.
Right, yeah. Do we think it's Katie's last Olympics?
No, Katie already said she already looking forward to 2028. She wants to represent the
I
whole
love that for
country.
her.
She already said she
Okay, I
wants to
love
represent
that
the
for
whole
her.
country. So, four straight gold medals in the 800 freestyle.
That's awesome.
But we weren't done there. The mixed 4
I
by
like that.
100 meter. Not only did they take gold, but they did it in record fashion.
Right. And I've seen that not only in swimming, but in track also, that we've done really well in the mixed.
I'm going to get to the mixed track in a minute because you weren't here Friday, but the fellas that were here, they know what I mean. But yes.
Okay.
It was a great thing for the guys and the girls, but they weren't done. They still weren't done because Bobby Fink took to the 1500 meter and he won, setting a world
that.
Record. And then to close out the swim meets in the good city of Paris for the Olympics, the ladies did the exact same thing in the 4x100 relay, setting world record.
Very cool.
To
did not only win the gold, but also to set the world record at the same time. Like that's like double gold right there.
So you had not only we might have lost the men's relay, but Katie Ledecky and company decided we're gonna go out with a bang with three straight gold medals.
I love it.
And two of them setting world records. Like this is what we are doing. And shout out to Toya Huss because she anchored the mixed relay, and she mm-hmm. anchored the women's relay with set world records.
Awesome.
That was it for track, but this was over the weekend that Chen and Hughes, they advanced to the quarters, which will happen today. And about 30 minutes ago, they got eliminated by Canada.
Oh, yikes.
We had to make it to the quarterfinals one and but obviously we are down to one team left in the women's side. On the men's side, one team got eliminated, another team advanced, so
right.
We still have a chance in volleyball, in beach volleyball on both sides. But it's gonna be a tall task for both teams.
Literally.
Suni Lee came away with her sixth gold medal. On the
right.
uneven bars, which I'm proud of her doing that.
I know it was a tough morning, but they.
I'm gonna get to that.
Yeah, it was a tough morning for the ladies, but they persevered through it. So once again, you know, I don't count silver or bronze as losing.
And I think Sun Lee wanted to get bronze. I don't think Sun Lee. I think this go around, she wasn't targeting gold medal for obvious reasons, what she'd been through.
Right, yeah.
So, and I think she's probably getting a little weary because when you're dealing with kidney disease, that can affect you in all different types of ways.
Yeah, if you look at how just even her appearance, like the shape of her face has changed in the last 2-3 years. And that's from being ill. So to be able to still medal and coming off of being incredibly ill like that, you know, what a story.
But then it was the time for the event that everybody's looking for. Track and field.
Right.
And he said he got this. And he got this.
Good thing he got it because he sure was running that mouth.
Full-toe
I'm glad he put the feet behind it.
By Noah Lyles and by what is 5/1000ths of a second.
Right, yeah.
Because of a lean by Noah Lyles, he took home the gold medal in the 100 meter, taking claim to the fastest man on the track. Now, he's not
Indeed.
Done. We got the 200. He's doing the 200. So we're going to see how that works out and if he won the 100. I like his chances in the 200 because the 200 is actually his event, not the 100.
Okay.
So, but we'll see. And he did come out and say he made a mistake on the first heat that he underestimated his competition, in which he came in second. He said not again, and he stole two to his word. He even said he thought Kishane Thompson won it because like everybody else thought Kishane Thompson.
Right. Yeah. No, he didn't know.
But see, boys and girls, when you listen and do what you're told, you stick to the training and don't cut corners. Things like this would happen. One through the tape. So we ended the weekend for the United States with 10 gold medals, which tied us with China going into today. And then China decided to take on 2 gold medals in today's events, including the parallel bars with the defending gold medal champion, Zhao Jianyang, who repeated as the gold medal champion in the parallel bars.
And you did a good job with that name. I would have struggled. Congratulations to him, though. 3.
And if I'm being honest, he might make it 3 in a row.
Right.
I don't see anybody catching him in the parallel bars. Like, his routine, I don't see being top, even at 4 years. I'm sorry. If I'm being completely honest. So I'm already put one in the box
for China. We gotta be realistic sometimes.
I'm already putting one in the box for China when it goes to LA. I'm already giving them that one. Speaking of today. Right. So before I get to this event, earlier we had the balance beam, and as Megan was referring to earlier, dingo. According to plan, as Suni Lee and Simone Biles both fell off the balance beam during their routine.
Right.
Which pretty much, if you fall off the beam, you're pretty much out of contention for any medal, which would happen.
Right.
So, shout out to the entire girl. I can't think of her name right now, but she won it, shockingly. She was surprised that she won.
Andrada, I think is her last name. She was so shocked.
That's the other event I'm going to get to.
Excuse me. For the floor exercise.
Yeah. Now, the floor exercise, which was interesting. These are some tough judges for the floor exercise.
Right.
Because, honestly, I thought the Armenian girl could have got silver, in our honest opinion. Because her routine was great, and she didn't really step out of bounds like that. Simone Biles stepped out of bounds, but, you know, she has the most difficult routine than anybody, so that kind of, you know.
Right.
Does that, and then... Rebecca Araji from Brazil. She's amazing.
No, she had a really good performance. Alice DeMonta won the beam.
That's who I'm looking for. Yeah, her.
Yeah. The floor exercises were really exciting. Once again, this is something that, like you mentioned, the judges are tough. It's just one of those events that, you know, it's done by scoring. And so there's not always necessarily a clear cut winner. Degree of difficulty is something that is subjective to some judges. And, you just can't account for that whenever they score the matches like that.
Because when they first did it, Jordan Childs just missed out on the bronze medal.
Right.
Then they would reconsider, went back and did some reviewing. And then Jordan Childs ended up grabbing bronze in the full exercise. Simone Biles finished her Paris Olympic Games with silver. Rebecca Araji takes home gold. And I want y'all to see this. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put this picture on. And I'm going to let the Queen of Hoops talk about it because I want y'all to understand what type of picture this is.
This is something that is incredibly moving as a woman. I think it's very important that we uplift other women, regardless of where you're from. And I just love it. The appreciation that goes into that. You can see it on both sides of her, how much they really appreciated her performance, and congratulations to her.
I don't think y'all understand what this lady has been through.
Right, yeah.
In 4 years, we talking since 2020, this lady has had 3, not one, not two, but 3 ACL surgeries.
Right, yeah, 3.
We talked about Suni Lee having the kidney diseases that she's dealing with. Obviously, right. Everybody knows about Simone Biles and what she went through since Tokyo.
Right.
But the woman that took gold in the floor exercise had 3 ACS surgeries in 4 years.
It's crazy.
Technically, it can be a case made that she shouldn't even be a gymnastist right now.
Right, yeah.
But she stuck to it, and she was able to take gold. Her first gold in the Paris Games on the final event of gymnastics. What you see in this picture is respect and admiration, because these gymnasts, if you paid attention, don't root against each other.
Right, yeah. And I love that. You know, we'll get to another, when we get to that event, more of the track, but the sportsmanship that I saw from our athletes, like, I just felt like it was very gracious. And, you know, when we get there, we'll talk about it. But regardless of where they're at, cheering on your teammates, so important.
So this is the picture that I want to end the segment off with, because to me, this is probably going to be one of the most iconic pictures in all of Paris. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk basketball.
Awesome.
And unfortunately, I got to stop with some disappointments. So y'all find out when we come back.
Yeah.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes ripped through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy, and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network, in association with Comey Media Incorporated, proudly present The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but 3 countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Liz.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week, in an objective manner, and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care! Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying, but this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah, they want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe. Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting the Lights Out with the Queen of Who's Making Price with the Playmaker here. Now, obviously, when it comes to medal count, nobody's catching USA because they have 75 total medals. That is nearly 23 more than any other country, which is China. But the real watch is the gold medal count. China is up to 21 to 19 of the United States.
Yeah.
Opportunity because track and field has arrived. So we already got one in track and field. How many more can we get in track and field?
Absolutely right. Now, track and field has been interesting. Now, I don't know this to be true, but we're hearing some reports that the process of getting in, if you're not on the Olympic bus, that you're not able to get in for warmups, and that may have played a role with Shelly-Ann and Sha'Carri.
Yeah, it's been a lot of things going on with the Jamaican team. Very disappointing.
Right.
Don't know the reasons. But it's very
You know, that's what I've heard. But like I said, it's not, I have not fact checked it. So I don't know for sure if that is the truth. But I have heard that, you know, they're letting in the Olympic buses first. And the Olympic buses come from the village. So if you don't stay at the village, then you're not getting in right when those buses get in. Because they're not just going to let everybody in all at the same time. Understandable security reasons. Completely get it. But it's a disadvantage and an advantage for others.
Yep, I think the same thing happened with Sha'Carri Richardson. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen,
she wasn't able to warm up.
Joining us, the man from the morning show who had a great episode this morning talking about Sha'Carri Richardson. Ladies and gentlemen, Cole Johnson.
Good morning, Megan. Good morning. I'm sorry, good afternoon, Megan. Good afternoon, Playmaker. Good to see you both.
Is that a good show?
Real quickly, we want to reiterate what you did from the morning show when we were just talking about track and field and how Sha'Carri Richardson got silver, but there was some things behind the scenes that happened not only with her, but with the Jamaican team.
Oh, wow. It was crazy. The stadium officials, they decided not to have them enter the athlete's entrance, so they had them walk all the way around to the main entrance, which that added an extra hour to them getting into the building. And I think all the Jamaican women pulled out because of that.
Right.
Now, Sha'Carri, she decided to go forth and proceed. And that, along with a slick surface,
right,
didn't really provide the best of conditions, but she soldiered through, powered through. And I'll even add, I know I said that basically the fact that she showed grace and defeat, and she tried her best, but still only got a silver. The fact that she was willing to give props to to the gold medalist. I was like,
absolutely.
Yeah, I was like, that's a champion. That's a champion right
there. What I saw out of her was great sportsmanship, even mm-hmm. through her own emotions in that situation. Mm-hmm. I hate that for her, that it was not conducive to be her best or what she felt like was at her best at that moment. I will say, though, that especially with the rivalry with Jamaica and the United States, whether it's men's or women's, mm-hmm. sometimes it's your turn to win and sometimes it's not. And it just goes back and forth sometimes, and it doesn't necessarily mean like, oh, you're not as good, or because I mean, not only are they winning gold medals, but they're setting records in the process, so they're the best to ever do it at the time. Just tons of respect for that, and saw a lot of maturity out of her. She's 24 years old. Mm-hmm. She's 24 years old. She's not at the end of her career. And she also won gold this year, just not at the Olympics. You know,
right.
She won gold at the world competition.
Right.
And I think that that was a redemption for her and just the beginning.
Oh, yeah. See? Because I know she's going to be competing in Los Angeles in 4 years. I know she is.
Right.
Funny to me how when Cole Johnson did the show this morning, he had to talk about people calling after Sha'Carri Richardson for winning silver in her Olympic debut, by the way.
Right.
But if I recall, Cole Johnson, I brought up, didn't I bring up about a 4x100 mixed relay team on Friday and what they did in the heat, not the finals, the heat though.
Yeah, they set a world record. Yes, she did.
Crazy.
What happened in the finals though? Y'all got caught by the Netherlands.
Oh man. Well, you can't win them all.
True.
I do think
that it's, you know, track is just one of those that sometimes it's not your turn to win. You could have a bad start. You could have a slip. You could be in your head. You could not eat the right food that morning. You could not get in at the right gate. Your ride could be late. Like, there's so much that goes in to track events and performing at a single performance like that.
I mean, in Carl Lewis's case, you can run against a steroids latent track start. So, yeah, you're right.
Like, anything can happen. There's so many variables to that, you know, like I said before, I don't think this is indicative to the athletes that they are. It's just anything can happen. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. You came out on the first heat, set the world record. I said, so this is what we're doing. Okay, so we're just going to come out here and set records.
And that's what all they were doing.
And then the finals come. You're about to win gold. You was literally leading most of the race, and you got hawked down by the Netherlands.
Stuff happens.
It wasn't like, okay, they had a bad start. Like, all the stuff that you said, it wasn't none of that.
Right.
Fairly rude.
I mean, you got also, sometimes it's just not your day to win.
Yeah. Sometimes it's your day, and sometimes it's not. Yeah, that's true.
But don't come out here and set world records. If you set world records, that means you finna... we finna do something.
No, well,
he said it's fine that you lost. Just don't set a world record in the process.
No, you can set a world record just as long as it's done in the final.
In a winning run.
Exactly.
And not in the prelims or the semifinals.
Right.
Lord.
Because when I first brought it up, Cole Jones knew exactly what I was leaning towards, but Cool McCain was like, hey, they set a world record. It's all good. I'm like, they better do this in the finals.
There's an inappropriate sentence that I can think of that would describe the 4x100 meter gentleman.
Sis, I had to get that out because I'm like, y'all might want to punish Sha'Carri Richardson, but our mixed 4x100 team wanted to set a world record in a race that wasn't the finals.
Right.
It was to qualify.
They qualified, so that says something.
Now let's get to the reason why we are here. Basketball. And before I get to that, started with this. Disappointing performance by the men basketball team. You can say overall, and I will not argue with you, but mostly the last game. Speaking of the Netherlands, they decided to blow out the Team USA 3x3 men's team 21-6.
Beautiful.
To knock them out and not have them advance to the knockout stage.
You know, the selection process, this is one of those things that we were talking about this morning on the radio. The selection process for our teams are different than some other sports. The selection process for the 3-on-3, you have to play in qualifying events or you're not even considered for the roster. So it's not like you say, hey, you didn't make the 5-on-5. Now we're just going to go after the next best players in the world and put them on our roster. It doesn't work like that. Like, because if you didn't play any of the qualifying events, you cannot be considered for the roster. Also, the qualifying events, you're not getting paid for. So if they happen during the time where you're contractually bound somewhere else to a different team, are you really going to give that up to go play for free?
Hey, USA Basketball and Adam Silver, because I know the NBA is a part of it. Do me a favor. By the time 2020 gets here, y'all work whatever y'all need to work out with Ice Cube, okay? Because he actually has an official 3-on-3 lead.
That's where I was going to go. I'd much rather have the 3-on-3 crew represent the U.S. in the Olympics than just the hodgepodge of three guys or even women that will play 3-on-3.
Right.
You already have a league that's dedicated to playing 3-on-3 basketball.
Absolutely agree. They may be older, but I still think that they could come home with a gold.
Yeah, but and plus they don't have to play 40 minutes in a game. Right. So
it's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
10 minutes. So y'all work wherever y'all need to work out, because when the
you
Olympics
literally
come to
have a league.
When the Olympics come to LA, we in America want to see one of the teams from the Big Three in this event.
Agreed. And it's got to be Lisa's team.
Well, I say that because it's 4 years from now. Things can change in 4 years.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Things change 4 years. So depending on what happens in the 4 years, I don't care who it is. But they better be members of the Big Three league to be in this tournament when it comes to LA.
Prepare for, you said LeBron may not appear in Los Angeles the next Olympiad?
I don't know. He already said that.
No, he might appear this time, though, if they go that route.
Oh, right.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So, yes, you're saying there's a chance, yes.
By far, I can see you on. Unfortunately, on the ladies' side, heartbreaker in the semifinals against Spain. 18-16 in overtime. Spain moves on to the gold medal game. And about an hour and 15 minutes from now, the ladies will be fighting for bronze.
Well, at least they did better than the men.
Well, and they came from a 9-point deficit. They came back basically all off of the back of HBL. I'm glad that she had a good performance, because the Olympics have not been a great showing of what I think her talent is when it comes to 3-on-3. The reason we're in 3-on-3 right now is because of how Haley's been playing for the last year and a half, 2 years. So, I know there's a lot of criticism that comes because we didn't see her play great in the Olympics, but there's been plenty of other tournaments wherein Haley looked really, really good. I'm glad that she had a good performance.
Here's my problem. If people are out there, and I don't question the queen of hoops, by the way, but if there are people out there complaining about Haley Van Lint, when she's on the team with two WNBA players and a professional international player, we have a problem. Because Haley Van Lint is a college player.
Right. She is a college player, but she's been playing 3-on-3 for a long time. She's been a part of Team USA for a while now. When Sierra is one of your teammates, you know, it's not going well. I think that it might have looked different with Cam, but I mean, that's neither here nor there now. I think that they have to change their selection process. They have to.
Do me a favor, USA. I'm reiterate what I say. By the time 2028 gets there, get me a team that understands what 3-on-3 is.
Look, I also think that, like, I love Kara Lawson, right? And so when we won gold, she was the coach for the 3-on-3 team. And one of my co-hosts on X for our WNBA spaces, she calls her MLK or ML. Kara, MLK Kara. Junior saying that she's our savior. She's the one. So I don't know if you're allowed to bring back the same coaches again, but come on, let's put Kara back in position, man.
Well, I know this. They can't even coach when the game is on, so.
Well, and that's what makes Kara so great, because she can, she's such a motivational speaker. I think she can bring it out of you without being even being right there.
But hey, they started off 0-3. They ripped off 5 straight to get to the semifinals.
But yeah, they did.
So shout out to the ladies. They figured it out somehow. They figured it out. They got it together. And I'm not going to be one of those, but if I wanted to, I could be the one to complain about how things were officiated, to be honest.
But that is what you get with the Olympics. You get people complain about the NBA and WNBA officiating. The Olympics officiating is extremely sketchy.
Right. You know, I think what bothers me more, I think the topic that takes precedence on that is the selection process. I think you know to expect what the refs are going to be like on an international level. We always say this, just like you said, we always say this, men's, women's, it doesn't matter. International ball is just a little bit different. And we expect the officiating to be a little sketchy to us because we're not used to those rules. There's different rules. But the selection process, it's got to change, man.
So, ladies, ladies can see if they can still leave Paris with a bronze medal, making it 2-for-2 when it comes to the women's 3-on-3 for medaling. Men, y'all going to have to figure it out. That's the only way I can put it. Y'all going to have to figure it out in 4 years.
2-5. That's impressive.
I love the idea of taking it to the big three, though. I think that that's the way to go, and could care less if they're 45 to 50 years old out there. I still think that they're going to end up being better than the competition that we've seen out there because they'll have chemistry and time of playing together. Just get them into the qualifying events.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Ice Cube wouldn't mind making some adjustments.
Please. More attention on the big three, on the big three. Oh, heck no, he won't mind.
Exactly. It's the other side, which is my sport and my league that I grew up watching. I'm gonna need y'all to stop being petty.
You know, the NBA petty when?
Since forever. I'm gonna need them to stop it. All right. Now it was final group play for the men. They went up against Puerto Rico to close out group play. And first quarter didn't look good, but they got to get in the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, and interrupt to a 21-point victory, 104-83. I know y'all want your numbers, but here you go. 49.4% from the field, 28% from three-point range.
Curry, you need to whoop their behinds. They take too many threes.
You know, I was a little disappointed in the amount of steals from Puerto Rico. I would have expected GTA to have at least 12 all on his own. That's an exaggeration. Wow. But, I mean, he still went in there and did him, got 18-7. I did not expect this to be much of a competitive game, and it was not. The first quarter, it seems to be the same issue for both sides on USA basketball. First quarter, they look a little shaky. And there's been moments that it looked that way for the women too, you know, in the, we'll get to the Germany matchup, but they looked a little shaky in that first quarter as well. So once they get into their flow, they look incredibly dominant. And I have basically the same assessment for the men that I do the women. I don't think that there's much competition out there. Our biggest woes are our coaching staffs.
Our own
coaching staffs.
Haven't heard much when it comes to media attendance, when it comes to Shara Reeves, so she might be doing something.
Incorrect. Like her, we're all talking about her rotations, all of us.
Cause I know they blowing up Steve Kerr. I know that for a fact.
Very similar. It's very similar. The way that Steph is not coming out of the starting lineup. Yeah. and Steve Kerr is his head coach. Nafisa Collier is not coming out of the starting lineup and hasn't played well, and it's her head coach that is the head coach of Team USA right now. And so I'm just begging the head coaches to remember that these are not their personal teams. These are Team USA.
Yeah. The team as a composite has a whole lot more talent on it. Yeah.
However, both teams are winning by like 20 plus pretty regularly. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, whatever y'all choose to do. Right. But like I said, I think our biggest hindrance is our own coaching staff. I don't see the competition to be that tough.
Well, given the right team on the right day.
Correct.
If those rotation issues happen still, then it would come to bite them.
And it can be exploited. It can be exploited for sure.
Yeah.
Well, on Tuesday, it was the Anthony Edwards game.
Right.
26 points, 11 for 15 from the field with two steals. And they,
17 minutes of play. That's what got me. 17 minutes of play.
He did his thing in short amount of time. Yeah.
And a picture that you see here, which is going to be iconic because, you know, the first thing people thought of when he did this dunk? Michael Jordan.
I was just going to say Jordan.
Oh, gosh, don't say that.
That's what they did.
I don't like the comparisons.
In my fact, they did on the broadcast, too.
No.
I don't like the comparisons.
It's not necessarily they're comparing Anthony Edwards to Michael Jordan. It's what happened in the aftermath of this game. So while I was perusing social media, I saw idiocy, I tell you, in the form of our Kang did our thing against Puerto Rico. But what did Joe Kang do? 1 of 11 shooting.
Right, yeah.
Who cares? That was 32 years ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, Megan, playmaker. Didn't Jordan come out of that stretch with a gold medal?
Yes.
Then why does it matter if he only shot 1 of 11 from the field in a game they played against Puerto Rican Olympics and Yo Kang shot better? Whoopee.
That's because they got to find every way to make the Kangs.
But we can find
better.
I mean, we can find a few games in the Olympics that he did poorly. Oh, no, by the way, one time he actually had Olympic play and went away with a bronze. This beating a dead horse has to stop.
Right, yeah, I agree.
Jason Tatum with a double-double with 10 points and 10 boards.
I think this was the right matchup for him to have that type of game. Jason is not the flashy player on this team, but a solid 10 and 10. Like I said, I think this is the right matchup. Two steals as well. I don't know that we get those same. Like, I'd have to go back and look at the stats of what he had against South Sudan, but I was more impressed, and I just felt like this matchup was the right one for that.
Now, here's the positive that I take away from his performance. He didn't feel the need to press. He didn't feel the need to chunk up a whole lot of shots, but he still made a difference in other areas.
Absolutely.
And I hope others on that team can take note of that. It's like, okay, so this is a guy who pretty much should be considered one of the players in the NBA, and he's basically doing garbage. Sounds extremely insulting.
He had four and five, 4-2-5 was his stat line at one block in the South Sudan game. So I think this was a matchup thing. Puerto Rico is outsized.
Yeah, I was about to say. The U.S. is big. So against Puerto Rico, I mean. But, yeah, I love the fact that Tatum was like, okay, well, you know, others are getting busy with scoring. I can make a difference in other ways. Right. I like that a lot.
Well, Kevin Durant.
Oh, Lord.
The leading rebounder for the men's Olympic team.
Right.
You'll get a big kick out of this, Megan. So I'm watching the game Saturday night. And my wife, who, unlike you, is not proficient in all things basketball, she's just looking at the TV screen. And she sees Durant. And I think he's actually taking a shot. And I think he actually made a three when he did it. My wife actually said, quote, "What is Marvin Gaye doing out here playing basketball?"
That's hilarious. Close. They do look similar. I hadn't thought about that. They do kind of look similar.
I was like, Marvin Gaye, baby. Why Marvin Gaye? I'm like, wow.
on the Saturday game, or actually on the matchup before with South Sudan, I love the energy that we're getting out of KD. It's competitive, but it's fun. With the head coach from South Sudan is actually a really good friend of his, and they were going back and forth throughout the entire game. And he just looks like he's having a good time. And that's what you want out of your superstar. I hope the Suns are watching and just saying, oh, thank God. Because I wasn't sure he was coming back this season. And here he is. It looks like he's having a good time. He looks like he's going to be reinvigorated for the season. And, I don't know about the rest of the Suns, but KD's going to have a good year.
So Team USA finished 3-0. And clinched the number one seed in the knockout stage.
The only problem with KD is, can he last from October to April?
No. You won't see him last from October to April. You'll see an injury in there somewhere. Will he have enough to ever get another MVP is the question. Will he play 65% of his game? Or is it 65 games? You have to play 65.
65 games, yeah.
Yeah, 65 games. So can he do that? That's the question. Now, he'll be injured at some point. Mm-hmm. But how big of an injury? Like, and is his supporting cast enough to get him through that?
Devin Booker, we're looking at you, sir.
No, for sure.
No.
You don't think Devin Booker's enough?
Okay, fine. Bradley Beal, too, we're looking at you, too.
No.
I'm not looking at Bradley Beal because here's my thing. You definitely don't expect to see Bradley Beal for an entire season either. You expect to see Bradley Beal for 33 games.
If that. That's it. I would say Frank Vogel, but they fired him.
Right.
No.
They fired him.
No.
And they fired, yeah, exactly, Megan. They would say Monty Williams. They fired him the year before. You playmaker, go ahead.
The Suns ain't do nothing in the offseason. That's my point.
Okay. And?
No, they did not.
They ain't do nothing, so that means they're going to be right back where they left off at.
Well, they think they have
injured center, Nurkic.
Well, see, yeah. but they think they have a championship caliber squad, though. That's the problem.
No. And no.
I don't disagree with you, but that's what they think.
Now, I'm putting that to bed in August. It's August 5th, and the playmaker's putting the Suns' dream for an NBA title to bed unless you make some moves before the trade deadline.
So they have to make moves in the next 6 months. I don't see that happening, sir.
Exactly.
The problem is what created their problems was making moves because, don't get me wrong, if you have a chance to get KD, do you go for it? Of course you go for it. Mm-hmm. However, you traded away your entire bench for that to happen.
That is problematic.
And picks.
Yeah, I was about to say, not just the bench, the picks too. That is problematic.
So, I mean, do you go for it? Of course you go for it. You try it. But you got to understand how important your bench, what role they play in. That's, being a Spurs fan, I absolutely believe those championships happen because our bench was so good.
And being a Spurs fan, Megan is happy that the Suns aren't really contenders.
That's correct.
So that's enough of the NBA talk. Let's go.
But I'm proud of Durant.
Yeah. Agree. If he gets another MVP, I would love that for him. At the heart of it, he's a Longhorn, so I still root for him.
Now, for the women, before Megan went on her vacation, she did say be on the lookout for Belgium. Belgium gave them one more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good word with that. In other news, Emma Mieseman's really good at basketball.
Belgium gave them a run. Now, how would you look against Germany? Which I said, Germany might give them a run because you just paid this last week.
Right.
In the first quarter, like Megan said.
Yeah, the beating they did.
They did not look good. Matter of fact, Germany actually run the first quarter.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Them middle two quarters, though.
Then the defense started to pick up. And once the defense started to pick up, and by the way, I do believe Jeremy was out like two, without two players.
Mm-hmm. So second and third quarter.
Woo.
I think Satu's sister, Naira.
She did not play.
How do you say? She did not play.
She did.
How do you say her first name? Is it Naira?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sabali, and she, they both have injury issues. I'm going to say I was watching this matchup very selfishly. I knew.
I know why you watched it selfishly.
Selfishly because I'm a Wings fan.
I know.
So I was watching Satu specifically because I want to see her shot. I want to make sure that that shooting shoulder is okay. And despite her shooting struggles, I'll say this, because I mean, she did have some good points. She had 15 points. Her percentages were not great. I think that anybody can be put in defensive hell when it comes to a team like you're going up against the United States. When you got Asia and Stewie just dominating the way they do, and even though this was a lower scoring game for the two of them, we'll get to those rotations in a second, Jackie Young. there has to be a point when your bias comes out for your particular players, and you got to put in the hot hand. And that's what happened in the second half of this matchup. She put Jackie in. Jackie was hot when she first had her in. She made a three and got benched. And then whenever they had her come in the second half, and you just have to go with the hot hand eventually.
I'll go back to the stats later, but Jackie Young, oh my gosh.
And those steals, sheesh.
She was getting it down on both ends.
Both ends of the floor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was not hesitating to shoot the threes, which is coming a long way from where she was at Notre Dame.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because she would not shoot threes for nothing.
No. She's not a Rike.
She's not. I wish they played together.
Orike will shoot it from anywhere. She doesn't care if it goes in or not.
But Jackie Young has worked on her game now that she's a two-time WBA champion. She's bringing that into the Olympics. And it was on display.
Good.
Absolutely. Good. You know, I think that looking at the bracket of things, that we will probably see this game as a rematch for the gold. I think it will be Germany and the United States. And while that the rotations are ugly, while there seems to be some politics that goes into the rotations and who's starting and who's not playing at all, it doesn't really matter when you're dominating by 19 to 20 points. So, I mean, I guess we can see all the ugly rotations we want as long as there's a gold medal at the end of it.
Now let me go back to the statistics here. 48.6% from the field, 42.9% from three.
I'll take that. Yeah.
42 rebounds, 25 assists, 12 steals, 4 blocks. Germany shot 42.6% from the field, 38.5 from three-point range, which is actually better than what they did last week, to be honest.
Right, yeah. In the exhibition game against Germany and the United States, very similar stats. And almost the identical stats for Satu as well. So like I said, I think it's just the fast pace offense and defense that is Stewie and Asia on the same team together. Like, can you imagine this being all season long?
And to the Queen's point, the point guard Chelsea Gray and the GOAT Diana Taurasi only played 6 minutes against Germany.
Struggling. Both of them struggling.
Cheryl Reese went to Sabrina Ionescu and Jackie Young.
As she should. I would say when it comes to the guard position, I would want to lean in with, or even the small forward position, I would want to lean in with Kai, Sabrina, and Jackie.
I have no problem with that. And I love the fact that she is using Alisa Thomas more.
She's
going to get you those extra possessions.
Yeah, that's what I like about AT's game so much. Because one, also, we talking rotator cuff. Her shoulder is gone, and she's just not having surgery until the season is over. She's already said it happened in the first part of the season, and like her shoulder's done. But she's just going to play through it. So you're not going to get the same type of shooting out of AT. But I just love the energy you get out of AT. Like she's going to come in, hit check somebody, knock somebody over, grab a steal, grab those boards. Like I just love it.
Physicality is a beautiful thing.
I hope we see your foul out. Correctly. Yeah, I hope we see your foul out in the gold game. Give it all you got, AT.
Hey, she going for her first gold medal. You never know.
That's what I'm saying. Knock somebody over, girl. I love it.
So, Breonna Stewart and Asia Wilson both had 13 points each. They was not dumbing on the boys like they normally are, but they need to.
Mm-mm. The whole team was.
You give it to the hot hand. Jackie mm-hmm. had it.
Mm-hmm. Jackie had the hot hand, and it was something to behold.
Right.
Enjoyed it. Jackie Young's like, I want this.
I love it.
You gotta love seeing that. When you have a player that has a hot hand, you want to see that hot hand get rewarded.
So we're gonna take another break. And then when we come back, we're gonna preview the knockout stage because we are down to the final eight on both sides. There's no more playing around. It is win or go home time.
I love you, you morons. You kiss on the block, new edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green. And the Jets wore green. That's how I become a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the site, man, and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT. Don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there, seen LA Knight. Oh, okay. Then we LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings, Monarchs of Wrestling, live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel. Join the Transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the Reformer of Hooker Whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the Bronze Claw.
Whenever you are in distress, mm-hmm. take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crown they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific time zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
Wow. All right, and welcome back to Shooting Lights. I still can't over the fact that Cole Johnson did that.
Hilarious.
Just stay asleep when this is all live. That part will never get old to me.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So we're in the knockout stage. Oh, and by the way, y'all seen the Monster Wrestling commercial? Yes. That would be today.
Right. Or today.
6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Recapping what took place in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. I want to know what you all think about that.
I bet you do if you can make it over there in time.
Yeah.
Because you have Total Football Talk coming up in about 45 minutes.
That's correct, sir.
With that being said, let's get to it. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, shout out to Real Rise Radio, who is carrying Shooting Lights on his radio station, and 502 American Angel, that carrying a radio station out there up in Indiana. So shout out to that. Mm-hmm. And let's get to it. Yeah. We're down to the final eight. Germany versus Greece. France, the home country, versus Canada. Serbia versus Australia. And Brazil versus the United States. Before we get to United States and Brazil, Cole Johnson, any team or match are you looking forward to?
Actually, I am looking forward to that Canada-France matchup. I want to see.
I think we're all watching that matchup.
Yeah, I want to see if Canada's for real. Mm-hmm. And can they hold off the home team, so to speak? That definitely is the matchup that just leaps off at the page to me. Now, beyond that, the U.S. has an interesting semifinal, and I'm sure they will get past Brazil. Will Serbia come looking for revenge, or will Australia have something to offer in the semis? Whoever comes out of that matchup, that I think would be interesting for the U.S. And then Canada and Germany, if they do match up again in the semis, that would be interesting to see again. But to me right now, off the page right now, Canada, France, easily.
Well, your favorite Canadian opened his mouth again. Saying that Canada's taking gold medal, even if they meet the United States.
I think they play for the gold. They're taking home the silver. And I said this before the Olympics even started in the exhibition games. And just even looking at the roster of what Canada has constructed, they're a little light on the size, but they make up for that in speed and great shooting. And so I think they have constructed a really good team. I don't think they're good enough to beat the United States, but I think that they've constructed a really good team. And I actually think that they are, despite France having, the hometown advantage type of factor in, I don't see out of France what I thought I would have seen out of Wemby and Gobert together. Mm-hmm. It's decent, but it's not as dominant as I thought it was going to be. It's definitely not the Timberwolves, with the two twin towers. It's not working in that way, the same fashion. And so, I think ego is an issue with the French team. Not the team, excuse me, with Rudy. Rudy has an ego as big as the Pacific. And that's the problem. So I think it'll end up being...
Right, him out of all people got an ego.
COVID croissant, that's why.
Your disdain of Rudy Gobert making it's absolutely hilarious.
I can't stand the guy. I think he's a fraudulent 4-time defensive player of the year. I don't think he should have won defensive player of the year this year for sure. If we go off stats, that was Wemby.
Well, I'm glad he won it this year because we got a chance to have him go against the slowest NBA player in the league, waxing him for three.
Yeah, I mean, there's just something. Embarrass
Rudy Gobert like that ever, but it's hilarious. There's
just something about like the physique of Jokic, and the way he just embarrasses other guys. So it is pretty funny. I'll say that. But I think Canada has a strong team, and I'll be really glad to see what that looks like. I do think that we end up facing Australia out of that matchup.
No. For the women's side, Spain versus Belgium, Germany versus France, yet again, Serbia versus Australia.
The women too, right. Yeah, good. Wow, okay.
And then near our rubber seat.
Nigeria. Oh.
Yeah.
Queen.
This is the first time that Nigeria has made the quarterfinals in either men's or women's in their basketball program whatsoever. So big shout out to them. I know that there were some question marks going into this. Not to say that we don't pay attention to Nigerian basketball, because we absolutely do. Anytime there's an Ogumike on a roster, we're all going to be paying attention, I feel like.
Got to.
And they have some talent, and Ezi is just amazing. Not only what she's done in her WNBA season, but also what she's done for this team. Like, she's just so good. So, but the road ends here. You're playing the United States.
Oh, totally.
Australia got in by beating the hometown team in France in the final pool play to get in.
They did.
Now they get served. I'm looking forward to seeing if I had to choose. Mm-hmm. I want to see this Spain and Belgium game, because maybe talking almost similar styles here.
Very, and Megan has been playing really well for Spain. But on the other side of things, Emma Mieseman took her national team so seriously that she did not play in the W this year. And so I think it means more to her. I think her national team means more to her than some of the other ladies in this situation. So this specific event just means so much to her. I think that we see Germany, Belgium in the next round. And I expect Germany to get to the finals. Yeah.
That would be interesting. Germany versus Belgium. That would be very interesting.
Yeah. I think that's how it's going to come out. Now, Emma is so good. We've got to find a way to get her happy and get her back to the W. She's one of those people that the game is better when she's there.
So there's the brackets for the men and the women. Now let's get to the games itself, starting with tomorrow. The men take on Brazil in the quarterfinals. Brazil lucky enough to get in, by the way.
Right.
Very lucky enough to get in. But they do have some size on them, which is going to be interesting to see how Steve Kerr plays his starting lineup. But the way that it sounds from the camp of Team USA, they are ready, they are focused, and they are ready to put it on Brazil.
Well, get ready.
What I like out of this is that despite all of us being able to see how ugly the rotations are, you don't see it coming from the players being disgruntled, other than Ant thinking he should be starting. But I expect that out of Ant. Ant's cocky, and I'm okay. Yeah. He backs it up. I'm okay with it. He backs it up. But that's the only person we hear say anything. Drew didn't log any minutes last game, and you didn't hear a word out of him.
He didn't log any minutes because they said – because he suffered an ankle injury against South Sudan. And so he was being cautious with Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
And then when Jason Tatum didn't have any minutes, it was all of us talking. It wasn't him. He didn't say a word.
Yeah, he didn't say a thing.
So, you know, I think that you see them willing to go with whatever Steve Kerr puts out there. And, I mean, that's what you want out of your athletes.
Well, get ready to have earplugs. You can hear a lot of boos coming from the Parisian faithful to one Joel Embiid. Right.
They ain't booing him against Puerto Rico.
No, they booed him against Puerto Rico. They just didn't have enough chutzpah to boo heartily against him as they did two games before. But they're gonna get ready. They're gonna catcall him.
I understand the disdain. Not that I dislike Embiid, but coming from their standpoint, you've got you're a citizen there, and you basically said, "Hey, I want a cakewalk to a gold medal." I don't know.
That's one way of looking at it. Or they was looking at they're gonna have three giants on their team, and that's gonna give them the best chance of winning gold.
I look at this.
Right, point. And it probably would have. Now, I don't think anybody else had really had it that much of a chance, but it would have given them the best chance, and Embiid just turned his nose up at him and was like, hey, I'd rather take the easy route. And I don't personally respect it, but I understand it to a degree, but I don't respect it now.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of heart and loyalty, and Embiid does not exude that.
No. And That's why I actually am loving the French giving him all sorts of flack about it, because
right,
like, and you said it best, Megan. He's a citizen there. He's a citizen of France. So why are you gonna thumb your nose at them? Like,
exactly.
No, you deserve every single bit of the derision you're getting. And I'm also saying this as well too, Megan. I don't dislike him either. I don't
like when he's playing in the NBA. I'm not as big a critic as, let's say, Shaq and Charles Barkley are of Embiid. There have been moments when I agreed with some of the criticism, but I don't think I was as harsh as them. Mm-hmm. And I think that he put in a lot of work to not be like, who called him soft? Was it Chuck or Shaq? One of them called him soft, and he put in a lot of work. Right. He put in a lot of work to try and disprove that. And I think that I respect that, but his way that he has handled Team USA and Team Paris, not how I would have gone.
Same.
That's tomorrow, 3:30. And let's pick a station and go with it. Most likely it's going to be shorter the game.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, Peacock is streamed, so you can't go wrong there.
You definitely can't go wrong there. That's what I've been using mostly. And then we get to the ladies, who have won 57 straight
Olympic games. Wow.
They haven't lost since 1998.
They haven't lost since 1992.
Impressive.
Yeah.
And all of those 57 straight games, only two games were single digits.
Now, Belgium did keep it pretty close. I'll say that.
And they still got beat by double digits.
Right, exactly. Now, in Nigeria, they've done a great job getting to this point. But it's the end of your road. And we'll see you in game 50 after game win 58, you know?
Not Megan Price giving Nigeria the boys to men. Talk.
It's the end of the road, baby.
We'll come to me. The road. Oh, I'm sorry, my bad.
It's over.
I knew that was coming. That's why I did it. That's exactly why I did it. I knew that was coming. I'm sorry. These ladies are on one, and the worst part.
Look, it doesn't even matter if point guard scores, if DT doesn't score. It's the Asia Stewie show.
That's basically what I'm going to say. It don't even, and it's come off the fact that Asia and Breonna Stewart didn't have their best game against Germany.
Exactly.
And still beat them by 19.
Yeah.
Jackie Young showed up.
She did. I love that for her.
And if I know anything about my WNBA basketball, and the Queen can back me up on this, when Jackie Young has a game, there's somebody else on that team that's going to have a game. And she ain't had one yet.
I will say I have really enjoyed what I've seen out of Sabrina during her Team USA tenure so far as well. It is a team where you're not any of these national teams, especially on the United States side of things, when it comes to basketball, you're not going to have the stats that you normally have on your home team, like, because it's a team full of superstars. And I just like that the effort that I see out of her when she's there.
Good point.
Yeah. I'm just going to say that don't be surprised if a KP sighting happens on Wednesday.
That's all. Right, yeah.
Because that usually how it works with those over there in Las Vegas. Oh, it's Jackie Young went off, and here come KP.
Mm-hmm.
Having one of them games, too.
Agree.
Don't be surprised if KP show up on this one. That's all I'm saying. And that's the craziest thing about this. Let me take this off. This is the great thing about Team USA for these Olympics, because it's somebody different in every game on both sides. It's somebody different. It's not the same person.
Right.
One game, you got LeBron being LeBron, and KD comes back and has that crazy performance, not playing for like 4 months.
Right.
Next game, you got Bam, who had Bam Adebayo on a bingo card against South Sudan.
I kind of thought Bam was the right way to go with those rotations. Like, he had looked good in the first exhibition game too. So,
and then Anthony Edwards, we'll wait for him to have one, and he finally.
I think we knew that was coming too. Just give him the opportunity.
On the women's side, of course, you are led by Asia Wilson and Breonna Stewart. They took turns in the first two games, and then Jackie Young shows up. Is everybody take a turn when it comes to Team USA?
I think you have. I think the pride comes even with the women. I think pride comes into play. Although I think with the women, it's more. I think they have a better understanding that it's team play, and they're willing to acquiesce just a little bit more, and would ride the hot hand. But these are athletes. These are elite athletes. Not, yes. I mean, they already believe both sides. They already believe they're the best in the world, and they have proven they are. Mm-hmm. And so they want to prove, you know, individually they want to show on a big stage, mm-hmm. on an international stage that they can do their thing. So yeah,
agree.
Yeah, you're going to see that.
All right, as we get ready to wrap up here, the queen has been with us, but she has a busy week ahead of her. So I know I will be back Wednesday because. How my schedule worked out. As soon as the women get done playing, I'm coming right on here.
I'm looking at these comments. This person's crazy in the comments talking about Serbia. Like, y'all barely made it to the quarters, man.
I don't think he understands that they are not athletic enough to hang with the United States.
However, it's not a knock to Jokic because we know who he is. You know what I mean? Like, we know how good he is. Talking back-to-back type of MVP. Like, we know who Jokic is, but come on.
Beyond him and Bogdanovic, what else do you have?
That's it. Talking about
you have scrappy players.
What's the debate when we're winning by 19 and 20 points?
But the problem is, at some point, y'all going to run out of gas, and Team USA doesn't run out of gas.
And that's what happened when Serbia played the U.S. last game.
The history of what? Exactly. Look at the history. 57 wins in a row for Team USA women. That's the history. 1992, sir.
I ain't worried about that guy. I mean, both team USA has won every game by double digits.
When it matters, the Olympics matter. This is crazy.
Oh Lord.
So hey.
Okay.
If that's how he feel, that's how he feel. We shall see.
Sexual Olympic style.
Men's that versus would do Serbia.
That would do it for us and Team USA men get going tomorrow. The women get going Wednesday in the quarterfinals. Oh, I'll be back Wednesday after the women play to recap the quarterfinals and see who we got in the semifinals. If we make it that far, which we should.
Get your mans.
All right. For the Queen of Hoops, for Mr. Cole Johnson, I am the playmaker. We are signing off. I will see y'all Wednesday.
But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.